This is a dictation for patient Jeremy Duran, JEREMEDURAN, Jeremy Duran. The date of birth is 5/9/2091. Date of accident 4/12/2022. The patient is referred by U.S. Rehab, Jefferson, only to get a copy of this report and all the subsequent report also. And the first dictation was 0719-0715. That dictation also needs to be sent to the records for the patient. Today's date of service is 7/19/2023, and the patient is here. For a evaluation follow-up visit, and the patient was referred from Beaumont Orthopedic Institute. Dr. Paul Fortis is the orthopedic surgeon. The injury happened on 4/12/2022. The patient had a loose it was a work-related accident where he fell 5 feet off the ground after a bundle of tie loosened up as the zip tie was not put on. He was standing on the top of the beams, which are 40 feet long and 4x4. And when they fell down, he put his foot. The ankle twisted and fracture happened. The fracture was identified at the left calcaneum. With some tenosynovitis. Patient has been staying extensively at Concerta to begin with. He has had more than 1 year therapy. He has peroneal tenosynovitis. Boot was provided, subtalar arthroscopy was done by Dr. Paul Fortis. He had a non-union fracture left calcaneum that was reoperated. The non-union part was removed on 7/19/2023. He has a repeat visit with the surgeon. Surgery actually was done on 4/19/2023 by Dr. Porkis. And he has been recovering since then. He has had many physical examinations. And it is reported that his been good surgery. It's improved, sensations are intact, motor power is intact with dorsal flexion, plantar flexion, versus pain with the peroneal tension, or the insect emergency. Peroneal tensions are complete, intact, dorsal pulses are normal. Patient is able to recently walk with a cane, and its x-rays of the foot subsequent to the surgery show sequelae of excision of collagen titanium. Non-union part of the bone. His fracture boot for the left foot was weaned out on 7/19/2023. Today, he transitioned to a hiking board, part of the fracture board. Apparently, he has been moving quite. However, the patient complains of excessive pain, which is unrealistic, and it is exaggeration of the pain. Is stable post-operatively, all the presence that is entropy. The new MRI was ordered to make sure that the patient complaints justify narcotic intake, and it appears that he has some fluid in the first metatarsal phalangeal joint, subtle subchondral heroedema at the first metatarsal bone. It doesn't look like very intense business for pain. In April, he also went to a peripheral exploration and subtherapeutic arthroscopy for this issue, but it was not resolved. Injections were created a couple times with a marking dexamethasone that it helped him. So he was operated on 4/19/2023. Patient is now referred by his physical therapist for evaluation, and even Dr. Fortis was to now get rid of him and send it to pain management for further pain management therapy. The letter that came from the orthopedic surgeon says that Jeremy Duran was seen in the office on 8/7/2023. Pain medications may be prescribed by the patient pain management or primary care physician. Patient has been provided with wheelchair functional analysis for further disability issues, and the patient is provided with naproxen, prednisone for sleep, lidocaine patch. Narco 7.5 325 was provided on the first visit of 7 weeks. The patient now again is coming back with his case worker, case management, and he reports that his pain is still 6 in the left foot, radius are affected 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. 40% relief has been reported by the patient. Please review the chart for the ADLs, for the system review, and for the additional history, substance abuse, as well as he uses marijuana for substance abuse and compliance history. Physical examination that was done was found to be normal, except for the scarring that is there from the previous surgery. The range of motion of the ankle and foot are completely normal. Sensations are intact, the pulses are normal, and no tendon inflammation is involved, and no tender points are noticed. The rest of the exam is from the previous visit, which is 0719-015 from 7/11/2023. Please use the general review and put examination on. The patient's plan is to continue lidocaine patch 5% along with the lidocaine ointment, along with narco 7.5325 every 12 hours for 7 days. We have sent a record release from Dr. Paul Fortis at Beaumont Orthopedics Institute to find out the discrepancy between patient complaint and to be unsurprised that at this time I do not believe I want to continue this narcotics for a longer time than that. He has had enough opportunity to be on pain medication for a long time as long as it takes, and I certainly do not expect my thank you. Can be seen in 15 days' time.